if the question is health, what health disease is really driving nursery mortality? No question, PERS has and continue to create some real problems. We can deal with influenza from time to time. We can deal with strep psoas from time to time, but PERS, that has really been devastating. And some of these new strains have been more virulent than some of the previous strains we had. The other one that's really surfaced nationally is the E. coli problems, which causes high mortality in different stages of the nursery phase. So in summary, PERS and E. coli to me would be the two industry health challenges today leading to high mortality in the nursery phase.